Hi there. What do you think is the age of the oldest person in the world currently? So today we're talking about what the lifestyles of Spain's oldest residents can teach us about living a long time. Longevity, in other words, that's L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. That just means living a long time. An interesting topic while you do your English language listening practice. So how old do you think the oldest person in the world is? Well, the answer, Maria Brañas Marrera is aged 117. She's the oldest person in the world at the moment. And yes, you heard that correctly. She's 117 years old and the last person alive who was born in 1907. How does a person get to be that old and still healthy? Well, scientists are always interested in those places in the world where people tend to live for a long time. They call them blue zones. And scientists study people's diet and lifestyle in those blue zones to try and learn the secrets. And recently, Spain has been attracting attention for just that reason. So many people in Spain who live beyond the age of 100. What's going on? What's their secret? This comes, meanwhile, at a point in time where the UK government is trying to address the problem of why so many people, especially young people in the UK, aren't working because they're ill. We are a sickly nation. So what can we learn from the Spanish people? Like Maria Brañas Marrera, who live well past 100 years and live it well. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So this was an article published this week in The Spectator called Why Spaniards Live for So Long. The link is in the transcript. When you read about the later life of Maria Brañas Marrera, it just makes you smile. She's been living in a nursing home since she was 93 because she got pneumonia. That's P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A. Very serious anyway, but especially for someone of 93. But 24 years later, she's still living in the same home. She must be one of the longest serving residents in that nursing home. She also survived COVID in 2020, and she played the piano until she was 108 years old. Her early life was difficult, though. She was born in California in 1907, but her Spanish parents decided to move back to Spain in 1915, and her father died on the boat travelling there. Maria herself suffered injury on that trip as she lost the hearing in one ear when she fell from one deck of the boat to another. Maria Brañas Marrera married in 1931 and had three children, of whom two are still alive. One died falling off a tractor in 2019, aged 86, but her daughters are 91 and 80 years old. So, of course, longevity runs in families. There are genetic factors at work here. Maria Brañas Marrera worked as a nurse in the Spanish Civil War, and she worked alongside her husband, who was a specialist in trauma, until he died in 1976. Before I go on, don't forget that Adept English really benefits from your engagement. What does the word engagement mean? That's E-N-G-A-G-E-M-E-N-T. Engagement means getting involved, being part of something, and you can do that with Adept English in lots of ways. You can subscribe to our podcast on many platforms, including YouTube. You can comment on the podcasts. We do read your comments, and a really good place to do this is on Spotify. In fact, wherever you listen to the Adept English podcast, engage with us. Get involved. give us a thumbs up, a 5-star rating if you like what we're doing, or a comment. We love to hear your feedback on the podcast, and you can influence what we do in terms of podcasts. We're waiting to hear from you. So there are apparently about 20,000 people over the age of 100 in Spain, many of them still enjoying good health. We all perhaps want to live to a ripe old age, but only if we're in good health. We know that it's partly in the diet. We're learning a great deal at the moment about how what you eat makes a massive difference to your health, especially your long-term health. I'm sure that a bit of Spanish sunshine and a warm climate helps. Not the shortage of vitamin D that we all have in the UK, for example. But researchers have been trying to identify whether there are types of personality or traits, aspects of personality that these very old people have in common. Talking to a number of centenarians, that's C-E-N-T-E-N-A-R-I-A-N, and it just means someone aged 100 or more, researchers identified what they call zest for life. Zest, Z-E-S-T, means enthusiasm, the want to do things. And zest also means the coloured bit of a lemon or orange skin. So it's something quite strongly flavoured that carries into the term zest, meaning zest for life. Knitting, sewing, painting, playing a musical instrument, reading a lot. These are the things that are important when you're very old. Reading seems to be particularly important. It's unlikely that if you live beyond 100 that you retain your absolute physical fitness. But reading allows you to know the world, continue to learn about the world from the comfort of an armchair. Your body may be frail, but your mind can still be active and carry on with reading and learning. Having said all that, though, doing some kind of physical activity appears to be important too. These long-lived people may not be running marathons, but they do continue walking or doing gentle exercise like gardening, at least into their 90s. The other thing which seemed to be really important, socialising. Meeting and talking regularly with other people. This was really important and motivating to these centenarians. I think that's one mistake we make in this country, in the UK. Many old people here live alone and are lonely. They lack contact and socialising with other people. Staying sociable and socialising regularly seems to help the brain stay active. A couple of other things that the researchers identified. Living a long time is very much helped by having intelligence. Probably not surprising. It's also more likely where people are altruistic. That's A-L-T-R-U-I-S-T-I-C. It's an adjective. And if you're altruistic, it means you are motivated to look after other people. You like helping people. That's altruistic. And the noun is altruism. And then something called resilience, R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-E. I've talked before about this word. It means the ability to cope with problems, manage setbacks. If you're resilient, you deal with things, you manage them emotionally, and you carry on as before. I guess if you've got to 117 years old, there will have been traumas, bad events, and lots of loss in your life. Your children may well have got old and died themselves by the time you get to that great age. But the ability to be resilient is part of it. You accept the situation and you work around it. Another thing, good relationships with family and friends are also really important, which makes sense. And the sting in the tail, only 1 in 5 of these Spanish centenarians are men. so you've a much greater chance of living past 100 years if you're a woman. I don't know the reasons for that, but it would be an interesting subject to look into. Here in the UK, we do need quite urgently to learn from these sorts of examples, I think. In the UK news this week, the government wants to tackle, that means address the problem of, the number of people who are sick, ill, and as a consequence, who don't work. Reading about this in the BBC News, again, the links are in the transcript, some of this problem seems to be because of long NHS waiting lists. You have to wait for healthcare in the UK. So in some areas of the country, you can wait a very long time to be seen by a specialist doctor. But on the whole, the article suggests, people are dealing with three different categories of health problem in the UK, and this is what stops them from working. The first is chronic pain. The second reason is diabetes, and the third is mental health problems. These are all cited as the reasons why huge numbers of people in the UK don't work. And interestingly, amongst the young, it's mental health problems that make up the biggest number of people who don't work. I think this is also an interesting topic to look at in a future podcast, especially at why so many young people in the UK have mental health problems. Apart from all the suffering that this means, it's bad for the UK economy to have so many people not working. So the UK is a nation with a very high sickness record, and perhaps we need to learn from people like the centenarians in Spain, people like Maria Brañas Morera. Let us know what you think. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.